Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. It's time for our beauty and health segment. On the line with me is makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. Well, listen, I've got your tweet, so I know we're talking about black circles today around our eyes. So go ahead and jump right in.
Well, Cheryl, you know that there are four primary causes to under eye circles, and I always get emails from people saying, why do I have these dark circles? I want to just cover them up. What can I use? Well, you know my motto is, it's better to clear it up instead of covering it up. And experts actually revealed that you can actually have these dark circles and 8 hours of sleep won't actually rid yourself of them. So you're going to have to do a few things. But first, let's determine what exactly is the issue. The first one is genetics, of course. So if you have those purplish broken vessels under your eyes and your mother had them, your grandmother had them, 9 times out of 10, these vascular circles that have been broken is a cause of genetics. So with that be the case, there's some things that you're going to need to do. And the first thing is that you want to choose a product that's specifically formulated for your eyes with retinol in it, which helps to correct those issues. Glytone is also going to help if you have genetic problems with dark circles. Now, the second issue, Cheryl, is hyperpigmentation. Now, what is that? It's a big word, but it's actually not as complex as it sounds. It actually just comes from irritation to the eyes. Eczema can cause it. Overproduced melanin can cause it. Any just plain old rubbing your eyes constantly, which can actually come from allergies and so forth, or if you have an eye makeup remover that's probably irritated it, you can actually cause bruising to the eye area. And what will happen is it will inhibit the melanin from producing because you've damaged it. So hyperpigmentation can be a cause. What you want to do in that case is definitely you want to gravitate to products that have daisy extract in it or actually vitamin K oxide. Things like that are going to help to improve your eye area if it is hyperpigmentation. Now, if it's aging, now I know people say, oh, God, aging, yes, that's right. So over time, what happens, Cheryl, is that the sun breaks down our collagen, and it makes the skin more fragile and transparent. So what will happen is that you'll have these bluish blood vessels under your eyes, and then you'll find that your skin is just kind of looking a little darker than normal. So what you want to do is actually gravitate to products that help to plump up the collagen in that area. I suggest wearing oversized sunglasses all the time because, you know, you want to protect your eyes. You want to make sure you're using an eye cream that's going to actually help to prevent you from having that loss of collagen in that area. Things with retinol in them and peptides are going to help to plump up. Things with humectants in them, that's going to actually give it a little bit of moisture so they don't look so dry and sunken in. Now, the final product, or the final issue, rather, is allergies, Cheryl. Now, I know this is a big problem in this area, and I actually felt it today because it was kind of warm today. It was like 70 degrees. And so one of the symptoms, of course, is a bloated circle under the eyes, which means that you're a little darker and you've got a little bit of bloating going on. This could be caused by the release of a histamine. Now, I know you guys say, I know that word. Well, that's the reason why you purchase a product, Cheryl, that's an antihistamine if you do have the issues with the bloating that happens under your eyes, which can actually alter the position of the blood vessels, which can cause darkness and all of these things. So you want to get you an over-the-counter antihistamine to use once a day to prevent this reaction. SkinCeuticals has a really great product. Bichet has a great product. If you want more information about these things, listeners, please visit my Instagram page. It's a TheKimLee, that's TheKimLee on Instagram. I'm going to actually have it on Twitter. If you look at it, look it up tomorrow. I have it posted so I can tell you what the causes are and how we can fix these dark circles because, honey, they can be vicious.
I know, right? I really appreciate it, too. And sometimes concealer don't do it, does it?
It just doesn't do it. So we're going to clear it up instead of covering it up. I'm determined. We're going to make it right.
All right. All right, Kim, thank you so much for checking in.
All right, Cheryl.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.